Let's Have a Drink with Blake Haas and Fiala Brothers in Uptown Normal on AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. Welcome in to Fiala Brothers Brewery and Beer Hall Craft Beer Thursday on WJBC. I'm Blake Haas with Ryan and Steve Fiala. Ryan, how are you? It's been a while.
It's hot and we're indoors.
Last time we talked, your wife was getting your wisdom teeth taken out. How's that going?
Just one, Blake. She didn't go for your quadfecta that knocked her out, well, knocked you out for a month.
How you been doing?
I can't complain other than this heat.
It's been hot. How do you brew in this heat?
We have air conditioning. Yep. Yes, we do. Thankfully.
I mean, you can't. Can you have the windows open and doors open while you're brewing, or would that mess up the process?
No, and the weather's nice, absolutely. But it's just too hot. I open them to get the grain out, the spent grain out back, and then close them as fast as I can.
Yeah. All right, what are you drinking today?
I got a little fresh batch of Carey Berry. It's our wheat ale that's used a whole bunch of fresh strawberry puree. It turned out great second time around, tweaked a couple things, and I think it's definitely improved.
Last time I was here, well, not last time, a couple of months ago, I guess, you were debuting this for the first time. What did you change, if anything at all?
Just process-related, brewing temperatures, pH levels, simple stuff for me, but it really kind of shines through. I'm really happy with it.
What are you drinking, Ryan?
I'm going with Bonanza. I was just feeling a little more straightforward today, but I always love listening to when Steve kind of talks the nuances of brewing. He's like basically the W.E. Deming of beer, just this process of continual improvement.
Yeah, I love how he says, it's just a little pH change, a little this, a little that. For us, you and I were like, I don't know what all that is.
Well, pH, you know, it's like the kids are saying, you just got to be a little more basic.
There you go. I like it. All right, there's a new T-shirt coming out here at Fiala Brothers Brewery and Beer Hall. For the first time, we're hearing about it on JBC. Tell us about it.
We have some new designs that we're going to be coming out with. We know we need to up our swag game around here. Our issue has always just been storage. We're so tight on space that it's kind of like get a couple boxes of T-shirts. Where do they go?
That's the thing is you can get a bunch of koozies.
Yeah, but we had a secondary little logo redesign done and decided to put my dog Daisy on it. If you've been by the brewery, her picture's on the wall. She's the cute black lab wearing the baseball hat. So I had a designer kind of turn that into a sketch and kind of incorporated that into the picture. So Daisy's going to be debuting on some T-shirts.
So she's got a beer? Is this like NIL for Daisy?
She's got no beer. she's just showing her cute little face wearing a baseball hat with our logo. She might get a couple treats.
Yeah, I like that. Playing ball downstairs. She's hanging out with us today during the interview as well. Ryan, Cubs and Cards this week.
Next question, Blake. This is not going well.
How are things going for you as a Cub fan?
You know, this is like 2016 where they set the world on fire for a while. Then about mid-late June came and they went through this really annoying swoon. So I'm just going to kind of use history as precedent and kind of consider it a hiccup. Like, I'll go out and mortgage the farm, you know, because it's the GM's last year. So, you know, he's going to just throw all the chips on the table. So I don't know what they're going to get, but it'll be something good.
We're airing this on Thursday, recording it on a Wednesday. Last night's game, meaning on Tuesday, Pete Crow Armstrong was in center field, caught one out and just kind of danced around and then forgot that there was only two outs. What in the world is going on with that man?
Well, he must have watched the 13-year-old travel game I was at last night where two runs scored on a wild pitch even though the backstop was right behind the catcher and a ball rolls through the right fielder's legs and instead of going and getting it, he just throws his arms down in disgust and then goes and gets it. And they got throws coming in from center field that would have gotten a guy out at second base, except both the shortstop and second baseman are like 10 feet into the outfield for reasons. So I think just, you know, last night was a collective brain cramp, probably due to the weather. You know, extreme heat does things to people, Blake.
I was at the game on Saturday. They were taking on the Reds. And Ellie De La Cruz, which is the shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds, I'm like, what's going on? I look over. He's yakking on the field at shortstop, full on puking in the middle of the game because of heat, because it was so hot. So I was down on the field because they had an affiliate day, and I was hanging out with some of the players before the game. And I'm like, it's really hot down here. It's like 120. Pregame was 99. And so out of nowhere, he like goes down. Didn't collapse, but he just goes down. And the maintenance crew comes out with a shovel and Diamond Dry. And I'm listening to the game on the radio as I'm there. And they're like, oh, his ankle's hurt. No, there's a big pile of puke on the field. And the poor intern's trying to scoop it up. It was a mess.